All right, it's my pleasure to introduce Steve from Tusnua. Very happy to hear from you today. Thanks for agreeing. You know the drill. It's yours for as long as you like it.
Great, thanks, Jim. I'm Steve. I'm a recovering addict, and thanks very much, everyone, for the spectacular stalling there. That was necessary. I've just come back from spending the afternoon at the beach with some friends, actually, that I hadn't seen in years. Which is it's kind of strange in a good way. He's a friend that lives in Spain now, but he was back just to see his family, and they were down in West Cork, and I just went down the day, and there were some other friends that were there, and it was actually just really nice. I don't know why I haven't reached out to them like sooner, to be honest. I think I went through a patch there where I was kind of struggling, and I think I'm kind of doing a bit better now in general, just in my head. So maybe that's why things are a bit easier. I've no idea what I'm going to talk about, really. I prepared anything at all, because I think that would just stress me out even more. Despite the fact that Charlie said this better be good, I know there aren't any great expectations. But hopefully it won't disappoint anyone, and hopefully not myself either. But so I was actually 2 months sober a few days ago on Thursday, I think it was. 2 months clean and sober. Which is it's great, really. I've been trying to get clean and sober and stay clean and sober for the last 4 years, to be honest. And I've never really managed to get past the 9 or 10 month mark. That's the longest. I think that w aside, I think I am kind of evolving all the same, just because I've been relapsing. I don't think it means that my progress has been standing still. Like my last relapse just 2 months ago, it could have been a lot worse, to be honest. My drug of choice was cocaine. I mean, basically anything else I could get my hands on as well, but yeah, this like 2 months ago, I actually couldn't find any, which I'm very happy about now. Because just the fucking damage it does in terms of how far you go down. I mean, just how far you have to crawl your way back, the fact that I didn't find any, and that I ended up just kind of getting high on some over-the-counter meds, and I think I drank like a pint, a can of beer, and then a whiskey and coke. But it was with a view to getting a bit of fire in the belly to go and look for drugs, and then it's a good thing I didn't find any. So like I said, it could have been a lot worse, I suppose I could say, if I wanted to kind of dig myself up, give myself a break, that like technically I'm like 8 months clean from cocaine as well. But I mean, I think I've been a bit too nice to myself, really. Like, I really did try and find some like 2 months ago, so that's up for that's debatable, I think. But I think that the main thing today really is that I don't really have any desire to get fucked up, you know, which is great. It's just great just being okay. Because I think all I ever wanted to do with drugs and alcohol was, you know, it would always start with, it was just a way to just take a fucking break, you know, to just try and be okay for a bit. And I did that successfully for maybe 15 years, you know. And it was like a pressure valve that I would just use to just kind of let off steam, or and I managed to do it successfully for that long. Or, I mean, successfully in the sense that I didn't think I was, you know, like running myself into the ground. I mean, but in the last 5 years, then it was clear that I was doing it very badly. You know, I was destroying myself, you know, and I was finding myself in hospital quite a lot. There were suicide attempts as well, and so yeah, this is kind of all over the place, but that's not surprising. I, no preparation at all. Yeah, I'm really glad I found this group, you know, Tosnua. I went to my first AA meeting, I think it was in 2018 when I got out of rehab. I was living in France at the time. I only moved back about 6 months ago, back to Cork. Which was a good move because I was just where I was living in France was just becoming more and more the scene of the crime, really. And I kind of just needed a for all that can be said, for all the bad things that can be said about geographicals, I think it was a good move for me. So yeah, at the moment, like I'm living with my folks, and that can be difficult some days, but on the whole, I think it's a really good thing. And you know, they've been great. I think I don't think it's like plain sailing for them either. Yeah, I don't think it's it can't be too easy because yeah, I guess yeah, I'm fucking rambling now. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. I better bring it back to today. My past experience with, you know, working and trying to hold down a job has been hasn't been great, really, because I usually run into some sort of emotional or mental health trouble, and I end up not knowing what to do about that, and I end up like self-medicating then with some sort of substance. And whereas in the past, like 10 years ago, that would just be a blowout, and I could get on with my life then. What has happened recently is that it just takes over completely, and you know, I start missing just days of my life go by, you know, and so I haven't I've been trying to just get well since December, really. Yeah, I'm looking to maybe get some part-time work soon. And my friend's brother-in-law, actually, I spoke to him just down at the beach today, and I'll hopefully be able to find something through him. But yeah, I'm not sure what else to say. I'm not sure how much info I've given about myself. I have to say, I was a bit nervous, a bit more than usual, because of the fact that I'd accepted that this was going to be recorded. Because, yeah, I'm enough of a fucking head case that I'll actually go back and listen to this, you know, and I'll be like, oh, fuck, you know, sounded this or that, and, you know. I'm definitely a tad head case. I think if anyone like suffers from addiction, I think it makes you a bit more of a head case, you know. Like for me anyway, you know, I had this thing that I was able to do that helped me, that made things easier. And then all of a sudden you find out that you can't do it anymore. It's like, fuck. It's like, what? I really can't do this anymore now. It's killing me. I might actually die soon if I don't stop doing this. So, you know, that's pretty shit, you know, and at the start. And so the meetings are just, you know, really helpful, and it's great to just be able to talk to other people who know what that's like, you know, because it's a fucking waste of time to go and try and explain that to someone who doesn't know what it's like, you know, or there's just no point. I still get annoyed that people who have no business understanding what that's like, I still get annoyed at them for not understanding what, which is a bit silly, really. But what are you going to do? So I'm not sure what else to say, really. I think, like, the bottom line is that I'm doing okay today. You know, my interactions are relatively easy without too much rumination afterwards, or recrimination, or fucking hell, I shouldn't have said this or that, or that was a bit weird, doesn't it? Or, like, I've been a lot worse than I am at the moment. Getting help in the mental health area is has been key for me. People were asking me today if I missed France, and I don't really, just because I was kind of ruining it for myself over there, you know. Things were going from bad to worse, but the fucking healthcare system over there is fantastic, though, in comparison to the Irish one. It's the one thing I miss. Shout out to the French healthcare system. I think I'll stop talking there, because I think I've said enough. And so thanks for the meeting, Jim, and I can't remember who asked me to speak, but thanks for asking me, whoever that was.